Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Saturday, 5th of August, day 13 at TCR 9, and Thessaloniki in Greece is now full of riders who've reached the finish line and are getting ready for the finishers party tomorrow. Race director Andrew Phillips sets the scene.
It's been a really warm day down at the finish line in Thessaloniki. Another really warm day, I should say. The temperature's not really been below 36, 37 during the day. Humidity's really high, so we got a lot of exhausted riders lying around in the heat, waiting for more riders to roll in, clapping them in as they come. We're in a really nice spot down by the sea, thanks to the sailing club of Thessaloniki. And riders get the chance to jump in the fountain next to the sailing club to cool off after they've arrived. But everyone's sat in the shade, out of the sun, getting a nice cold beer on arrival.
One of those riders to roll in today is Mark Bugel, Cap 316.
I mean, the race was quite a challenge, apparently, I think. I guess that was the intention to begin with. And I really loved Parkour 3. It was ridiculously stupid to do with a road bike, and that's what I like, do stupid things with bicycles. Yeah, I went over Gavia Pass, which was lovely. The weather was great, there is new asphalt on the pass, so it was like, I've never been over Gavia before, so it was like, from that standpoint it was good. But in the beginning of the race I was quite ambitious. I wanted to be much faster, but I quickly realized that my route is utter garbage. So I had to come to terms with me on that and enjoy other aspects of the race, as in like the adventure and shit talking at checkpoints. Just having a blast.
Joanna Rumens Petersic, Cap 99, arrives at the finish after an impressive ride.
To be honest, I feel so exhausted. Maybe is not the right word, but I feel so tired that it still hasn't really come to me that this is over. Mm. I'm the survival of TCR parkours, especially the last one. The last one was a real challenge.
You know, when you came into this race, did you have any expectations, and are you happy with how your race went?
Yes and no, because I had some expectations, I had some assumptions, but they were, even then, at the beginning of the race, I knew they were not realistic, really. But I wanted it to be 10 days, and I knew it would be unrealistic purpose, but I somehow chased it for the first 2 or 3 days. But after the Alps, I knew for sure that it would not be viable. And then the target was 12 days, which is more or less what I achieved. So it was all right. But I think the very fact that winners in women's field needed 11 days, I think, it just tells you how hard it was, really. So, because on paper, when you divide kilometer distance and the time required to ride it, it seems so easy. But then on the ground, it's completely different, because even elevation does not tell you the whole story.
Ioannis Papanikolaou, Cap 182, crosses the finish line and becomes the first Greek to complete the race.
How was the last day for you?
The last day? To be honest, last night I said that, okay, calm down, it's the last day, you did it very well until now, so protect yourself and your bike. And I start very relaxed. To be honest, I stopped 2 times to sleep during the last stage. So for this reason, I fell down in rank. So I don't care, to be honest, because it's the last time that I could feel the environment. Otherwise, I had to think about the performance, the safety, blah, 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 and I lost many things. But the last stage, I did it as I would like to do it over the world. But, okay.
Yeah. How, you've got such a great group of people here, yeah, like cheering you on. How has it been arriving at the finish line?
Yeah, that's the nice part of this, let's say, event. People come to see you and to show you how to support you and love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how does it feel to be finally finished?
It was something that I had in my mind, so it was a big target that finished, and more confident than before.
Hello, I'm Thanos Georgiou. I'm from the Cycling Federation of Greece. We are here to wait and the finish of Ioannis. We are friends, we are colleagues in the Tour of Hellas. He's a very marvelous cyclist, motivated, professional. It was an ex-athlete with a lot of medals in his career. And we came from Athens to see him making so big event, and as we say in Greece, athlos for us. 12 days is amazing in Thessaloniki. Yannis was born here, so we are very happy. It's something that we want to show to the people.
And what do you think of Yannis's achievement?
We can say, you ask him, so his words is something that you can translate it, because we didn't live it. So the cyclist feels everything, and he gave everything, and the ice cream that he is eating now is one of the best regards.
Partway through the day, the team receive a concerning update on the weather in Slovenia, where some riders are taking on the second parkour. One of those riders is Han Lu, Cat 318.
So today I had a crash, and I'm okay. My bike is not okay, so I had to stop by the bike shop, get it repaired. I could not make it to my accommodation book, so I'm having to check into Ljubljana. And finding out that the storm has been brewing over the last 10 days, and this weekend is the worst. We've been warned not to go out up into the mountain. Water's not drinkable. We have to boil the water. And it should hopefully be clear by Monday. So I'm going to be watching the weather to see how bad it is and whether it's safe for me to move on.
Andrew, can you explain what the situation is in Slovenia at the moment?
Yeah, so we've had reports of localized flooding in the Slovenian Alps in the area around Parkour 2. Fortunately, our riders in the area are safe. Safety is paramount to us at Lost Dot. The single most important thing is rider safety. So to prevent riders taking any unnecessary risks at all, we've taken the decision to allow those riders in the area to skip the second parkour, but remain as finishers if they make it to the end, having completed the rest of the parkour. So the most important thing to us is that all of our riders out there are safe, they're aware of the situation, and that they know to follow the advice of local authorities.
Bruno Vicht, Cap 63, completes this year's TCR 48th in the general classification, a fine achievement in itself. But Bruno also becomes the fastest rider between control point 4 and the finish line.
You had a rapid time from CP4 to the finish. How was it?
Yeah, I had a good sleep in Kalambaka before CP4, so I decided to to push hard and try to finish within a day. So I managed it for a few minutes. In fact, I had a knee injury in the middle of the race and decided to take it easy after 5 days. And now the knee is better, so I decided to push through the finish.
How did you find the parkour?
I made it at night, so it was a bit more difficult than in the day, I think.
David Sean, Cap 50, completes his race. Like many other riders, he's faced a number of challenges, but still found the strength to carry on and reach the finish.
How does it feel to be at the finish?
It's a relief. I don't know, just a moment where you're here and you know, you like, I can actually stop riding, can relax. And I mean, yeah, after everything that happened, it's, there was just so many times where I was got to a point where I was like, there's no way I get out of this one. And somehow I could kept moving. And so, I mean, kind of surprised myself that I actually ended up here eventually. Yeah.
I was going to say, what do you think kind of got you here in the end? Because you had quite a lot of setbacks.
So a little bit of luck, and then I guess just, I don't know, I guess willpower can take you pretty far, but sometimes it's hard to find that willpower. I mean, I certainly had moments where I was just sitting there, like, complete meltdown, and was like, yeah, that's it. And somehow I, like, pulled myself together once again and, like, yeah, tried to keep going. Barely anyone had a perfect race. Like nothing's ever going perfect for like, it's probably impossible to race a TCR with everything going perfect. I mean, for some things go a little better than for others, and some have a little more issues than others, but yeah, everyone's dealing with stuff. I mean, it's kind of crazy for me to talk to some people and they're like, they didn't have a single puncture. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how is that possible?
Day 14, Sunday 6th of August. Cap 168 and winner of the first edition of the Trans-Pyrénées race, Thomas Jacquelinet completes his TCR 9. With mechanical issues just out of Gerardsbergen and a route that saw him take in a good portion of Serbia, it's been an eventful 2 weeks.
How does it feel to have finally made it to the finish line?
Oh man, honestly, the last parkour was so long. Was so rough. I was expecting to arrive a little bit earlier, and but yeah, that last bit was rough. And yeah, I mean, did go the long way. Just why not? But then just arriving for the last bit was it was tough. Mm. Yeah.
Would you have done anything differently?
Yeah, obviously. What a silly question. Obviously, I would have prepared my route better, right? And maybe the bike was pretty good, but maybe I could have prepared the bike better. But the planning, obviously, is something I should. And I will not recommend anyone to do what I have done. So obviously right now I'm like, yeah, hell no, I'm never doing this again. But then every time with the time builds up the motivation to, you know, to go again and try to push yourself.
Sarah Harris, Cap 159, is in Thessaloniki despite having to scratch just before reaching Greece on two wheels.
So I was kind of going through, I'd gone through parkour three, I was going through Albania on my way to the Greek border, only about 30 kilometres away, but I'd been really struggling with the heat for a couple of days, had been feeling very weak, not really been able to eat much, and had kind of thrown up the night before. So then I kept trying to push and just wanted to try and make it to the Greek border, but kept trying to take a few steps and then would kind of stumble over, couldn't really push my bike up hills anymore. I kind of sat down in the shade, and then when some workmen came over and offered help, I kind of said yes and realised I wouldn't be able to make it on my own, and kind of had to scratch then. So yeah, I was very disappointed because I really wanted to make it to the finish.
But you've made the decision to come out here to the finishers, like, sort of little area. Are you going to go to the finisher party as well?
Yeah, and I've got a couple of mates that are still making their way through the final parkour, so it'd be nice to see them finish and be at the finishers party and see everyone as well.
Sarah Halbar, Cap 211, reaches the finish line after facing a range of challenges.
Yeah, I'm quite proud to have managed to come here because there have been so many things that didn't work out for me. Yeah, my iPhone didn't work for 2 days, my credit card didn't work for 2 days. So I have a new saddle. I just bought it in Gerardsbergen and put it on Saturday before the ride. And so on and so on. I thought the heat was quite bad. So I'm really lucky that I managed to finish the TCR. Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a lot of things to have to overcome. I mean, what was kind of pushing you on?
I did North Cape like 2 years ago. So I did the cross Europe from south to the north. And I definitely wanted to do it from the west, the east to the west, the west to the east. Sorry. Yeah, so this was really the goal, to finish this stream. And now here it is. Yeah.
Tomorrow we bring you the final episode of this year's podcast covering the Transcontinental Race number 9. You'll hear some final stories from those who make it to Thessaloniki inside the cut-off time for general classification, and get to hear some of the action from the finishers party. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.